Hello, pals o' mine. What is it with these dogs that have to have the last bark? You know what I'm talking about. Those, you know, your dogs are barking with the dogs next door or the dogs three blocks away, and you or another owner will tell them, you know, to shut up. They stop for about 5 seconds and then get that one more bark in. What is that? Seriously, I would like to know. It drives me nuts. Last weekend, I had so much fun. It was the second annual chili cook-off for my family. And it wasn't really about the chili. It was mostly about some of the cousins getting together because we always see each other every 4th of July. A few of us, but a lot of them can't do it that weekend because it is a holiday and kids are involved and stuff, or extended families, etc., etc. And I, because I wanted to see them more, is I picked chili because when we used to get together for July 4th, my great uncle always made his infamous chili. So I thought that's a good starting point. Second, our family are renowned storytellers. So it's not just the chili, but you have to come up with a backstory behind the chili. It can be true or not. Doesn't matter as a story. So I had these little forms for those that were not cooking to judge. And while people had no problem judging the stories, they were very hesitant to hurt people's feelings on their chilling prowesses, which is kind of funny. So this year, we had all these different chilies, but nobody was judging them. It was only on the stories, and it was so much fun. Filmed them. Anyway, it was just cracked me up. We had so much fun. The weather was perfect. It was on the coast. A little gusty once in a while, but clear skies. Fog pretty much stayed away, which is why I planted in October, since the fall is usually the best time on the coast as far as fog is concerned. And so it was a beautiful day. Everybody had a grand time. We have an outside bar. I think I've talked about this before, and I'll probably talk about it again. But it's a circle of redwood trees. And within the circle is a self-standing bar, which remains there all year. And so my cousin brought these little lights, string lights that were orange because Halloween. And so she had a couple strings of those inside these trees inside the bar, and it had kind of the feeling of a dive bar. It was great. Loved it. And then we have the fire pit, the fire stove, where a lot of the chili was being cooked on. So we would just go back and forth from the chili to the bar, to the fire, back to the bar again all night. And then that same cousin, she attends Burning Man every year and other events that are similar to that. And so she also brought 4 hula hoops, one of which was painted fluorescent colors so they would glow in the dark. So you spin them around, you know, like a whirl. It was really, really cool. Really cool. So had so much fun. And this is really for our generation to start like a new tradition. And so we have our shared history of when we were kids running around at the old logging camps. And now most of us are on the other side. You know, a lot of their kids are grown up, adults have their own, and now can quasi-relax and, whatever's going on in our life at this point for a couple of days. And so those who can bring their tents and just pitch it on the property, because we've got 4 acres out there. It's a little chilly, but, you know, when you've been pounding shots of Fireball and the like, sleeping comes rather easily. So I hope and encourage that some of you do that too. Just, you know, chili cook-off, anything. Just pick something so you can get together every year and just enjoy each other. I mean, I hope you have families that you can do that with. I have met people where they don't get along with their parents, let alone their cousins and uncles and extended families, which makes us appreciate ours that much more, that no matter how drunk we get, we don't fight. We actually get happier and actually enjoy ourselves more. I extend that energy out to you and hope you can find maybe just 2 or 3 people anyway, just 2 or 3 folk and your family that you can get together with once in a while and start your own tradition, okay? Why wait till the first of the year to start a resolution? Screw that. Do it now. So I usually don't pay attention to writing on dollar bills. Well, because you're busy paying for stuff, right? Every once in a while, I'll see something where someone has taken a pen and written on it, and my curiosity might be piqued. But for whatever reason, this particular day, I noticed that it was stamped Currency Tracking Project and Track This Bill at wheresgeorge.com. You may have seen one of these, but I haven't. For those of you like me that were ignorant, it was arranged by this woman who thought it would be fun to track the travels of dollar bills, not just singles, but also 10s, 20s. And so I went on the website, and what it does is you plug in the number of the bill, the zip code that you found it, and what kind of condition it was in. You know, damage, brand spanking new, you know, what have you. And so you can see all the different places it's been. This one has not been too many. In 2.5 years, it has only traveled 125 miles. So I made a point when I went to the coast this weekend to spend it on the coast, and hopefully some tourists might pass it on and bring it back to whatever state or country they're traveling to. But it's a lot of fun. So go on wheresgeorge.com and you'll see what I mean. I don't know if you probably would have to plug in the number, I guess, to I don't remember. I haven't looked at it since then, but I just wanted to pass it on to people in case they hadn't seen it. I asked this guy who said he used to work in a bank and he saw them pretty frequently, but you know, maybe I just haven't noticed them because I'm not looking, as I said. But keep your eyes open. It's kind of a fun. She's not making any money out of it. It's just one of those traveling gnome kind of ideas, and you know, flat Sam type deals, and it's a fun idea. I, like many people, love the fall, the autumn, just the trees changing, although I realize that it's the trees' deterioration, but it's still pretty. I'm a little slower on some of the streets around the area for some reason, but I love the decorations. Oh, but I do not like those inflatables, those giant inflatables that you probably get at Costco or somewhere. That's just lazy. You know, I mean, seriously, the same ones that do it for Christmas. You know, just if you're going to decorate, put some effort into it, people. You know, use your imagination. Technically, you were probably born with some. Maybe it's been dormant. You haven't needed it for a while, but tap into it. Do something creative. If you've got kids, have them participate in it. If you've got a drunk neighbor, you're drunk. I don't know, do something different. So just blowing up a giant thing and think that you've covered it. It's just, it's lazy. I don't remember what show it was on. It may have been the old Rosie O'Donnell talk show. It was years ago. And Juliana Margolis was on there. And her live-in boyfriend at the time, Ron Eldard, I think it was, she was saying, always competed with the neighbors for Halloween on outdoing each other on the decorations for Halloween. For example, that year she said he was there. Fountain in the front yard instead of water was going to be spouting blood, which I think is really, really fun, actually. You know, why the hell not? So, because it's Halloween, I now have to come up with a costume. You know, there were a couple years I didn't even go because I was just, you know, just too lazy. Sorry, there I am being lazy. eschewing others for being lazy, and here I am copying to the same thing. Anyway. So this year, there's a couple of events I might be going out, so I need to do something. I am so attracted to the steampunk world. I just really, really enjoy it. You know, I just love the artistic creation, the imagination. You know, my brain does these leapfrog moves, maybe yours does too. But I was thinking about the costumes. And I remembered back MASH, the TV show MASH, and its last episode was a special two-hour movie, I guess it's 2 hours, episode. And my husband, at the time, my ex-husband, he was managing a bar. And so they were going to be showing it in the bar, and they asked all the customers to come dressed as their favorite MASH character. Of course, there were a lot of Hawaiian shirts, and there was a clinger. The winning costume was Colonel Sherman and his horse. You know, those old vaudevillian costumes? You have the one guy in front with the head and the poor guy in the back that's bent over, you know, the legs and the ass. He came into the bar pulling the, guiding the horse into the bar. It was great. Anyway, I bring this up because the easiest thing for me to do is I just wore a really tight khaki shirt, t-shirt, and it had the Red Cross on it. So I was Hot Loves Houlihan. Easy. Steampunk? Not so easy. There are so many, you know, I've been scrolling Google Images and Pinterest and looking at different websites devoted to steampunk, and they're just so varied and just awesome and cool, and I don't even know where to begin. Honestly, I would love to wear one of those corsets, but they're so expensive, and I just don't see buying one for once a year because I don't attend all these events. I don't know. I might again. I don't know. But it's just, you know, they're pricey. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. I mean, I could a vest, maybe a man's vest, and do something. I was walking along the bike trail today, and there was actually a lug nut, an old lug nut, actually kind of a design in it. It was not kind of the boring that you see now. So I kind of picked that up and said, well, let me see if I can do something with that. But I don't have any sprockets or timepieces. I have nothing. I'm literally starting from scratch. So I got to figure out what to do. If you have any ideas, I'd love to hear them. Meanwhile, do something different this week. Sharpen your focus and dexterity with jacks. Tables, bar tops,